This is the Todd Ortloff Show on News Radio KONP.
All right, welcome back to the program. Next segment, we're going to spend a few minutes talking with Kevin Chapman, who we have on quite often because, well, he is a local Port Angeles resident, now lives on the East Coast. And yes, he is the son of our former friend here down at KONP, former employee Scooter Chapman. But he's also an author in his own right, and it is time to talk with Kevin about his latest book, and he joins us on the phone. Kevin, great to hear from you again. It's always a year because I know it's time to talk to you. You got a new book out.
Thanks, Todd. It's always fun to get on the KONP's air and in any context.
You got it. So you got the latest in the Mike Stoneman series that's rolling along as well. So tell us about what you have out in your latest edition.
Well, the new book is the seventh in the Mike Stoneman series. It is titled Treacherous Hack.
Okay.
And it's a story about cybercrime and about a lot of developments in the lives of the characters that people have been following for these many years, and it's a lot of fun. It was a really fun book for me, partly because my son is a big video game guy. Okay. And there's a video game element to this story, which was fun to write.
Now, this is the first time in this series that you've kind of gotten into the electronic element of things. I mean, you've had Mike on a cruise ship, you've had him on some other things, but this, I think, is the first time we've really gotten into the cyber world, right?
It is. Yeah. It's about time. You know, this is a modern day problem, and it's something that I've been kind of trying to find a way to work into a plot, and I finally figured it out.
I love it. Okay, so I got to give us a little bit of a synopsis for those who know nothing about Mike Stoneman and how this character and how this series came to be, and maybe just a little bit of a character description so people know what we're talking about.
Sure. Well, Mike Stoneman is a New York City homicide detective. He's now coming up on his 55th birthday. That'll be in the next book. But he's a crusty old detective who does things the old-fashioned way for the most part. And he was in the very first book in the series, Righteous Assassin. He got a new partner, Jason Dixon, who is a much younger and much better looking and a much better dresser. and the two of them have a generational gap and a lot of gaps in their backgrounds, but they have become quite a team together, and so Mike and Jason in each book have a crime to solve and problems to deal with and interpersonal relationships that they have to go through, and each one is a very, very unique story. But they've been together now for a number of years, and this is obviously the seventh book in their crime solving process. So. It is well along the way. They took a little break during the COVID pandemic.
That's right.
But
yeah.
Now they're back. This is the second book since the end of the pandemic for them.
Okay. Those who don't know about Kevin, you're also a lawyer by trade. So that probably plays into a little of the reason you went in this route. Or is this just totally your fantasy?
Well, I mean, writing about crime is not what I do. I'm not a criminal lawyer.
That's right.
But yeah. I am a lawyer, and there are little legal elements that find their way into the stories from time to time. But this was really a departure for me to be able to talk about or write about these fictional detectives and the problems that they get themselves into. So it's mostly just my imagination, but a lot of it's based on real events. Like, for example, in this story, Treacherous Hack, there is a hack of data from a large New York City university, which happened about a year and a half ago. There was a very large data breach at a very large and prominent university in New York City, not NYU, which is the focus of this particular book. But the concept of a large university with lots of sensitive information and lots of data about lots of people with lots of wealth and, you know, donors and millions of dollars. The fact that that kind of data can get breached through a hack that was from a foreign actor, that's concerning. It's something that's in the news, and it's something that people should be concerned about. But it provided a way in to an organization and a world that Mike and Jason had not previously experienced. And so that was really a lot of fun for me to dive into.
It is kind of interesting because as I've read your books in the past, they do end up in these places that you think, well, how does this street detective end up here? And that's part of the charm of your stories with the Stoneman stuff.
Well, I try to make them different. You know, every story's not going to be exactly the same. In the previous book, they were on Broadway, backstage at a theater, and in a penthouse apartment of a internet influencer. These are the kinds of places that they find themselves because, well, you know, crime happens everywhere.
Very true. Now, in this latest book, was it more difficult for you to get the characters into this kind of the cyber world or not, just from the author's perspective? Because this is kind of a different place for them to land.
It is, and actually, in this particular story, they aren't really there.
Right.
The detectives are just trying to solve a murder, actually a triple murder, that happens at the very beginning of the book, where a gentleman named Lou Palazzo, who is has a distant connection to the local organized crime family in my stories, the Galata gang. He is murdered along with two unidentified Chinese nationals who turn out to be agents of a Chinese hacking organization, also an organized crime organization in China. And so from the detective's point of view, you've just got these three dead bodies, mm-hmm. and what happened? And who did it, and how can they solve the crime? It turns out that there was a hack that this organization was involved in, and the hack really involves the other characters in the story, who are the college students at NYU who were involved in the breach of the data from NYU, and they're the ones who are really immersed in the cybercrime, as well as, like I said, the video game world, which plays into what happened to the missing data. The whole story, to some extent, is a treasure hunt because the data that was hacked is missing. And the question is, where did it go? Where is it now? Will they be able to recover it? And who's going to get killed in the process of everyone who wants it trying to get it back?
A typical Mike Stoneman.
Mike Stoneman mystery.
I ask you this every time, Kevin. Is how did you get started writing? I mean, it's something you've always done. I know that, but a lot of people will say, "Well, how did he go from being just kind of this corporate, you know, lawyer into doing this sort of thing?" And it's really taken off for you.
It's been quite a thing over the last 7 years. Yeah, you could go all the way back to college. When I took I took a lot of literature courses. I was an English major in college, but one of the courses that I took was a course about popular fiction, and it was a class where we read things like The Maltese Falcon and Frankenstein and things that were Rebecca. These are books that have sold millions and millions of copies over generations, and the question was, why are they so popular? What makes them popular literature? And one of the stories was a Western. It was called The Rancher's Revenge. I remember that. And we read the story, and I had a real problem with the ending of that book. And I told the professor, I thought the ending was terrible, that the author really missed an opportunity to do a lot of very interesting things with these characters that would have been much better than what he actually wrote. And the professor looked at me and said, "You think you could do better?" I said, "Yeah, I do." He said, "Do it." So I rewrote the ending to that book, and I turned it into him, and that was my first foray into actually writing fiction. And I enjoyed doing that, but then I got busy, right? I went to law school. I started
your real
a family,
career
got married,
started.
A
yeah,
kid.
Right.
And then years later, I went back to trying to write a novel, and did that in the 90s. And then that was a long time ago now. And then wrote another book, which was a great American novel in the 2000s. But then really started writing seriously this crime fiction in 2016, 2017, after all my kids were graduated from high school and out of the house, and I suddenly had time. So that's kind of the journey in a nutshell.
I think it's been a good one because you keep cranking these out. They're all great books, including the latest. Is this now available fully? We can get the latest Stoneman out there now?
Treacherous Hack is fully available in hardcover and paperback. You should be able to get them at Port Book and News in Port Angeles. They're also available through my website, kevingchapman.com. The ebook versions are available in all retailers that sell ebooks, including on Amazon. And the audiobook is also available in all retailers that sell audiobooks, as well as directly available from my website. So if you want it, you can definitely get it.
And I would urge people to get them all seven of them. They're all great books. And as you hinted, there's going to be another one, right?
Number eight is tentatively titled Killer Pace. And that's a book that's going to talk about the running community, which would be interesting.
Okay.
But I got another one that's going to come out before then. So I've got a non-Mike Stoneman book that'll be the next book.
Well, that'll be another chance to chat.
There's always a couple in the pipeline.
I love it. Well, Kevin, I always have a fun time talking with you, and I'd love to promote your books as they come out. And here you go again. So make sure you call when this next one comes out, because it gives me a good excuse to get you on the air and everybody in town can hear from Kevin Chapman again.
I will do, Todd. Thank you so much for having me on. I really always have a great time talking to you.
It's a lot of fun. KevinGChapman.com. Got to make sure you put the G in there. You get to the wrong website.
Got to put the G in there. That's right.
And also pick up all of the Stoneman books or any of the others from Port Angeles, former Port Angeles resident, Kevin Chapman. And Mike Stoneman's number seven in the series is out as well. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more in just a minute.